So. Welcome everyone, welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show! When up is down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a half a cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity. We're still going to talk about the Will Smith accident, you know? Train is still going on, so we'll talk about that too. And let's just talk about life itself. All mistakes that the human race make. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Do anybody else know what's going on? Talk about all my life around the world, the world. Who's listening to me? Who loves me? Love y'all. And I got some good news. Me and my son might be willing to walk me and help me and my daughter, because my credit is really bad. So him, his girl might help out with my finances to help my credit go up. So we might get a place together and everything. I'll tell you more details about that. Alright, because I like to get all my fans who pray for us to get this family back together, and I like to get all the people who pray to get them information what's going on with my family, with my family. Alright, praying for y'all family too, praying for the world. So, and more Star Trek news. More Star Wars news and more everything as the world turns. More of that news too. All the crazy people who walk this earth, including me. So, as all things stand, as the human race continues, and as we still maybe being the humans, let's start the show. Here we go. The Will Smith accident is still getting attention and everything, but it's dying down little bit by little bit, and I'm just saying that as it do die down, just remember, people, I don't care how big you are, just remember, the bigger you are, the harder you're going to fall, okay? The bigger the star, the harder you're going to fall. All right, there's people in Hollywood and all around you is going to try to break you down because they never liked you in the first place. No matter it's in your family, in your social media, at work, whatever. There's going to be those people in that circle that's not going to like you, going to talk about you, and it's going to break you down. Okay, don't matter. They're not going to like the relationship you're in. They're not going to like the job that you do. They're not going to like the talent that you got. They're not going to support you in any kind of way. You know, they're going to make every excuse to try to stop you from getting there. And don't make mistakes around them. Is it just a few people or a lot of people? Don't make mistakes around them, because they're going to get you those mistakes. Believe me. I got a whole lot of them around me. Good morning, everyone. This great Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon, evening, depending what time it is, I don't know. but I'm going to do a couple more of these shows before my daughter get home, and I'm going to do some at night just to catch up, because I'm going to take a break. You know, and my IMAX computer is holding together. That's the reason why I got the IMAX computer, because it looked really good on the IMAX computer. You know, my studio thing display and all. That speaker got, speak got, and I got a little studio and everything. Yeah, it looked good on a Mac's computer. It looked like I'm ready in a studio, you know. Got my own little setup. Got my own little, setup and everything and all. And all the people that on Fiverr that helped me promote my podcast. I forgot all about DoorDash. Hold up, people. Okay, I'm back. I had to go get something from DoorDash. Yeah, I forgot all about that. I ordered something. But as I was saying, you gotta know people, you know. I mean, when you get your moment, any kind of reward, I don't care what it is, any kind of reward. When you get your moment, you can't let your partner distract you, or any of your friends, or anybody distract you. Because that night is your night, okay? It's your night to shine. Shine bigger than you ever shined before. That's the point of the Oscars. To give the awards to the actors who work really hard for their performance. And when that night comes, they get that reward. Get appreciated from fans and the people who work for them, who they work for. From the studios, production companies, all. For doing a great job. That's the point of the Oscars. To award those actors and actresses for the great job they did in that movie, in that performance they did. Including TV, at the Emmys Awards, you get an Emmy Award. Including that. I mean, Star Trek actors is way overdue for Emmy. From the original to the new. They should be getting Emmys every year to the Star Trek people. I mean, but they come out and still do the start, still do the show and everything. Great actors, great performance. You know, Alvin Brooks should have been got about 6 Emmys for his performance in Deep Space Nine. The young man who played his son, the guy who played Otto, the guy who played Knock, They should have got an Emmy. Michael Dunn, who played Wolf, he should have got an Emmy. Burr Spring, who played Data. Very good person. Very good actor. Should have got an Emmy. No? But don't recognize. They don't recognize that kind of talent. And once you get recognized something like that, you can't get up and slap nobody and ruin your day. Ruin your day. I don't care if it's a graduation or Emmy or Oscar. Don't ruin your day. That's your day to shine. I don't care if it's your wedding and somebody come up and say something about your wife, your new wife. Because that person is trying to bring out the evil in you. They never probably didn't like you anyway, so they're going to come to your day and try to bring that out. I'm not saying Chris Rock did that. No, he did not. He was just doing his job, making a little joke, and he was just saying something about G.I. Jane 2. And G.I. Jane 2, Dudley Moore looked really good. And that's what he was trying to say to Jaina. Jaina looked good. He better than Dudley Moore. You know? Better actor than Dudley Moore. You know? Probably could have did. She probably could have did G.I. Jane. You know? I mean, come on, Will. You know, your woman look better than Dudley Moore. She ain't act since probably G.I. Jane. You know? And you can't let Gina distract you, okay? Because you got more credit than she do. You had your own TV show. You got more fans than she do. Remember, she's on the ride because of marriage. Because you liked her. And you picked her up and brought her on the train to success with you. Because what if you never been there, she would probably never been where she at. She would probably be back here in Baltimore struggling where she came from if you never took her. You know? I mean, she even admitted that she had a crush on Tupac Shakur. What was that? But, you know, hey, I mean, just people, just don't let nothing distract you, okay? I don't care who you are, where you at in life, and what you deal with and stuff like that. Just don't let nothing distract you, okay? Because we work hard as black people, we work hard to get where we at. For over 200 years, we had to struggle to get where we were. I know immigrants like Mexicans and other people from other countries get stores and loans and stuff like that. They just come over here and get all that stuff. And the black people just be pushed aside, get shot in the back, or get beat down, or get killed by police officers who have a ready trigger finger, you know. And I'm just saying that African American people struggled for over 200 years in this country. We built Washington, D.C., half of this country African Americans built, and we still struggling. And when we do get there, or when we do see someone like us up there in space or on TV rapping or performing, and then go get an Oscar, an Emmy or an Emmy or Oscar, like Sneaker Mountain Dream, who are doing Star Trek have a leading role in the Star Trek franchise. We see a black woman sitting in that chair, and it took a long time to get a black woman in that chair. Boy, yeah, damn right, I'm going to watch the show, because I got a sister sitting in that chair leading a Star Trek crew. Damn right I'm going to watch it. No, you don't have to watch it. When I see a brother leading a crew and sitting in that chair and commanding of a space station, you're doggone right I'm going to watch it. Because it took two white men and a white woman before we got a sister in that chair. And before we even got a brother in that chair, it took two white men. One British, one whoever, whatever he put, whatever William Shatner came from, you know. But we had a sister on the bridge, though, in the original Star Trek. That's why I watched it. That's 95% why I watched the original episode of Star Trek. Because Michelle Nicholson, you know, I love the rest of them, too. We had a Russian in the middle of the Cold War. We had a Russian on the bridge of the Enterprise. We had a Chinese, and we just got out the ain't that long get out came from World War II. About, I would say about 15 years, maybe 20, before Star Trek came on the air. But we had a Japanese whose parents was prisoners in World War II. They locked his parents up as the war was going on. And he deserved a TV show too. I mean, all the Star Trek fans know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all probably don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about George Trek and the guy who played Chekhov in the original. I can't think of his name, his real name. But just go online and ask the Star Trek fans. They know. I forgot the where is Chekhov's real name? But anyway, we had a Russian in the middle of the Cold War in 1960. You know. But this, as I'm saying, we not the only ones. Only black people is not the only ones struggling. We have issues against Russia, but we got Russian Americans who's born here. His born here is Russian. Russian Americans, you know, and just have a Russian actor on a TV show, popular TV show. He did the whole four seasons. Then he came back and did all six movies. Oh boy. And we still was in the middle of a evil conversation with Russia. You know, now we got an international space station with Russia as our partner. And then Russia go do this. Invade Ukraine? No? Then turn on the news, we hear all this crazy stuff about black people. All these shootings and everything. This is a shooting right here on Liberty Heights in Greenwood. About four weeks ago. Three people got killed right by Big T's on Liberty Heights in Greenwood. Come on, people. And you mad at Will Smith? You mad at him because he made that little small mistake? But you can't take back your community on guns and drugs and stuff like that? When police ask you what happened, you turn your back and say, I don't know. But you right there saw what happened. You probably even know the people. But we could talk about Will Smith making that big mistake. And a lot of white people in Hollywood made mistakes every day. We don't hear about it. They cover it up. They pay the news and all that. E.T. No Entertainment Tonight. They pay them to cover it up. Extra. With that show Extra and all that. You know? Money can go a long way when you have it. Especially if you like skin. But when you're dark and beautiful and handsome like Will Smith, white people ain't gonna like that. It's still the mafia, and it still presses people in California who belong to the KKK and all that, who do parts, is part of the studio, and have family, have slaves and stuff. Don't forget where we came from, because they there. Those people who don't run those studios, they had slaves in their family. And the people at the Academy Awards on the board, you know, this is probably what they're saying. This is exactly why we didn't want these niggas getting awards. That's exactly what they were saying. I'm just going to say it, you know. They don't want no niggas getting awards. They don't even want us in the movies or playing leading roles. They want us just like in 1930s and all, putting black makeup on, looking stupid. Yes, master. Yes, master. You know, Hollywood haven't changed. Washington haven't changed. Well, Hollywood ain't gonna change either, because Washington give Hollywood money under the table to do this stuff. You know, so we are in a war too, but we in a secret war against an enemy who never liked us because of the color of our skin. And most people around the world don't know that, so that's why I created this show to face this. America is not 100% smiles. Because African American, 85%, 90% built this country. We are immigrants. Our ancestors are. We were stolen from our country. They were stolen from our country. Borehole will hear by force. So we should be the first ones in line getting rewards, getting big roles and stuff like that. Sitting right beside the white man like Tom Cruise and Ben Affleck and all that. That's why Morgan Freeman said, I don't believe in African American month. Every day is African American month. Not just one month. African American month in February. Only give us 1 month. Every day is African American month. Because we making history just like the white man making history. No? So, you're going to punish Will Smith. You're going to have to drag everyone else out there out your under the carpet and punish them too. But I don't condone this. No, I really don't condone what Will Smith did. He shouldn't even did that. You know, he should. He's a better person than that. He's a raised higher than that. I mean, it was a joke. It was just a little tiny bit joke, you know. I don't condemn Chris Rock, you know. He didn't do nothing wrong. Nope. Situation should have handled better than that. Like I said on other episode, he should have waited till a commercial break, pulled Chris Rock aside and say, and talk to him, say, and say, "Hey, I don't like what you said. Just said about my wife. She was really upset about it." Excuse me. And I appreciate it if you just keep it down, keep it out of your mouth, okay? Maybe Chris Rock would have did it. Maybe he was smart, but at least Will Smith would have did the right thing, pulled him aside. You know? Now, he went back up there and say, "Hell with you, Will Smith," and did it anyway, then he would have been wrong. And then, I don't know, still shouldn't slap nobody. No, never hit. You know? But we're going to talk about violence. You know? Let's talk about the inner cities. Baltimore is one. If you're going to turn your back on Will Smith, you might as well just turn your back on Baltimore too. Just turn your back. No? Don't care. Don't care about your city. Don't care about the shooting. When you see a bullet, you better duck. No? Got good cops, you got bad cops. And the good cops is sick and tired of it. While the bad cops are getting paid under the table by the drug dealers and all, turn their head. Why wasn't the police was sitting at that, what you call, before the shooting on Liberty Heights in Glenoak? Why we didn't have a police officer up there right then, before the shooting? It was shit. They were sitting up there all that time. We have a police officer sitting at the gas station all that time, but that day, we didn't have a police officer. Tell me why. Tell me why. Because strange things happen. And it don't matter if it was a white police or black police. Someone got paid to move that police officer. And I don't know who, but look at it deeply. And we shouldn't just have this one police officer sitting at that gas station. We should have at least two or three. And he should be just sitting in the car. Walk the neighborhood, man. Get out the car and walk the neighborhood. We need y'all to start communicating with the people of the neighborhood. Walk the neighborhood. Get out of that police patrol car and walk the neighborhood. You know? Just don't sit in the car. Walk around the store, ShopRite. Make sure everything's secure. Walk around the Big T's. Go inside Big T's and make sure everything is good. You know, bring the state police up here. Bring the FBI agents. You know, if you really care, start enforcing that you care. And your boys wouldn't be killed. They wouldn't be dead right now. You know? This gotta stop, people. It's really just gotta stop, you know. And can't talk about Will Smith without talking about what's going on in your neighborhood and what's going on in your world, in your life, you know. I don't condone violence, and no, I would not did what Will Smith did. I mean, I joke about it, You know, I act like I can hit, but I don't. It's just raw, you know. And we just gotta let's see, what's the right word to say? Just start helping everyone. If they just start pitching in and help. I don't care what city you live in, how bad your neighborhood. We just need to turn it around, guys. Just needed to turn around. And we can do it, you know. We can turn it around, you know. It ain't gonna take that much to turn it around. Not wisely, not whatever. It's just do it, you know. We all in this together, you know. And we gotta find a way to work together to push out limits and show our children the good and the bad. And we have to just more likely, I don't know, it's to me it's really hard, because I know it's just going to continue going on, no matter how much we talk about it and all. It's just going to continue going on, because we get people who just don't care about the value of life. But the situation in Hollywood at the Oscars, that's just one example. No, it don't matter how big you are or how small you are or in between, things that just can crumble right in front of you, and no way, there will be no way out. You can just wake up one morning and find yourself in some kind of situation, and you wonder how you got there. And some people just put your name in it, or sometimes you just snap and put yourself right in it, and you just wonder why you did that. From the guy who pulled that trigger to kill the three boys on Liberty Heights, from Will Smith, they feeling the guilt. He feeling his guilt. The guy pulled them trigger, he feeling his guilt. But he gotta show in front of his friends that he's tough. And in the main road, he's going to get what's coming to him, you know. But let's go higher. Let's go to the west. And I don't really want to talk about the innocent crime, because it's just get more depressing. Because after what I saw in the Oscars, I just don't want to talk about the deep and the violence. I mean, it's just America, people, and all the people around the country who are listening to this. It's just America. That big green statue who living the light, lifting the torch up. It's, you gotta think about it when you come in, you know. It's still a great city. Still a great city. Still got great people. Still got great cities and all. Baltimore is still a great city. You know, they just I don't know. I just wish people just come on back here and start touring our city again. And just maybe those people in the Capitol building and City Hall will realize, you know, and won't let this city fall apart. I mean, it's a great city, you know. I'm glad to be born here, but I just don't want to stay here. You know, I just want to go in some northwest small town, you know, and be peaceful, where it's nice and peaceful, where the sheriff and everybody know each other. Just a little tiny town with maybe one sheriff, one deputy, and everybody know each other, and everybody help each other. You know, and we still got those kind of towns in this country. And we still got, no matter what color you are, you be welcome in that town. And they will just tell you, just bring your Christian, your God-loving, and just don't bring no evil here. This is a lovable community, small town, and we will help you any kind of way. It's still small towns like that. The matter is that the population is more than the population of white, more white people and black. Believe me, they got a little black African Americans in there. But they never had no crime. They never had no crime because they only got two sheriffs in that town. And we still got those kind of towns in there, here in the country. And that's what kind of town I want to raise my grandchild at, grandchildren at, you know. I mean, and I ain't going to tell you what kind of towns I'm thinking. You have to get on the internet and find them yourself, because I'm not going to expose them, because I don't want nobody go and mess the good life up. No, it's towns around the country, from the east, middle, to the west. It's still towns like that, and so peaceful, so everybody know everybody. I mean, have town halls, have town parades and stuff like that. They don't matter what color you are. They don't care what color you are and everything. As long as you're a good community person and are a good person, and do what you're supposed to do, come go to work or whatever to be to live there is. Mine is to retire there. Retire. You know, find a nice house, some rent a house or something, whatever, and just retire in a nice, peaceful, small, really small town. And not no big police force. It's like maybe a couple police, a sheriff, and a couple deputies, and a nice camp town of 1,800 or 1,900 population. You know, and like I said, we still got them. You just gotta look for them. We still got them. Might have to go a distance to the grocery store and stuff like that, but we still got those kind of towns. And like I said, it don't matter what color you are or where you come from. As long as you come in peace without trying to destruct nothing like that, they will welcome you and they will help you. You know? You just gotta find the right town to go in. You know? And I'm sure the people who are listening to this around the country knows what I'm talking about. You know, they know we still got those kind of towns that have about two sheriffs, three, four sheriffs. You know. And they still have a big city around them, you know. you still can go into a big city to do your shopping, go to the mall, stuff like that. You might have a drive a long way to get to that city and all, but it's worth it, you know? Your kids, you can leave your door open, the kids can play, you can run around, scream all night, beautiful night, summer night, beautiful summer days and spring days and all that. And you know everybody. Everybody knows you. You know? Those are the kind of towns I'm writing about too. You know, in my short novels. Write about those kind of towns. You know. And you might have I see it on ID channel. You might have sometimes somebody that just snap and all, you know, because it happens, you know. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but that's why they got sheriffs, you know. But it's there, you know. My brother even told me up in Alaska, that it's white people all over. A couple black people, but it's white people all over. But they don't care about your color. They don't care what color you are. In little small towns in Alaska, you know? And man, that's great, you know? Maybe move out of Alaska. Up in Alaska. Find me a small town, nice house and everything, where my daughter can raise her grandchild and stuff like that. I mean, I just got to get the money, you know, get my books on the go. I mean, I got a publisher house who called me, and all. Hopefully, I'm asking all the Christian people to pray for me this time, because I got a publisher who want to publish my book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. So this time I'm asking y'all for my prayer. Pray for me to get this, to get my book published in a publishing house. Yes, it's going to be on Amazon. It's going to be in Barnes and Nobles. And it's going to be in bookstores and stuff like that. If I get a publishing company, a publishing house. It's still going to be on Amazon if I don't. If I get a publishing house, I have bigger chances for it to rise and make money off. And my book is called Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's going to be a 4-part book, and altogether 4-part book. And my freelance writer and I is working on it, and already got part one ready. I'm going to part one right now. It's ready. It's look good. It's based on planet on my big novel that's coming out later in the decade. Later this decade, about 2026 or 2028, 2029. But it's based on that. It's a backstory before a big invasion. And the big novel is called Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler. And I've been working on that for a long time. And in between that, I'll be writing short novels and short stories. And to get my reputation up and get my revenue and stuff like that. That's why I'm doing this and doing YouTube channel and stuff like that. To get revenue and all that. And royalty and stuff like that. And it's going to be a good book, and it's coming out May the 20th of this year. Mr. Book Issues, May the 20th. It's going to be on Amazon. Hopefully it'll be in bookstores on demand everywhere. I mean, hopefully, I'm working on that. So I'm just asking all of y'all around the world, around the country, to pray for me that will happen, and it will help me raise my daughter right, because I'm taking care of Jessica, and that will be a big help for me, put money in the family pockets, with her and all. Because I just got her back and I don't want her to go back with her mother and all. And that will be a big help and all. So, if you like science fiction books, that would be a great donation. Just go to the bookstore or on Amazon and look for Mr. Boogie Shoes by Corey Whitlock. And that's the only donation you can do. Anything else, just pray. And I'm not asking for no funding, nothing like that. Only funding I'm asking for is prayers. Because when you pray, I found Jessica, found Donald. Now we all together. Me and my son Michael was talking about moving in with me. We're talking about getting our place together so it can help my credit. So I can get a better place and bigger place and all. So I got a really great son and a wonderful, so hopefully be daughter-in-law. And y'all prayers can help me pay him back for all the things he helped me with. He helped me with Jessica, and he helped me with me too. You know, he looking out for me, looking out for his dad too. He's my youngest son. His name is Michael Whitlock, and he's my youngest son. And I just gotta get him out there to the whole world and to the nation. And he's going to school to be a nurse. So y'all pray for him that he'll be a nurse and everything. You'll make it. You know. But just donate or to triple just a little bit. And when only way you can triple is to buy the book. You know, just to buy the book. I'm not looking for no handout, no donations, nothing like that. No charity, nothing like that. If you want to help out, don't get in the cold, people. That's why. And you want to help out, just go buy the book, okay? Keep your money. Go buy the book, or just pray. Then I publish a company. This publisher company will pick me up, okay? If you pray that, then you already did what you did. I would rather have your prayers and your funds, because nowadays you probably will need it. And I'm pretty sure the book will sell anyway. Just give it, get the message out to your friends and family and your co-workers and everybody who likes science fiction. Mr. Boogie Shoes by Corey Whitlock, coming out May the 20th. And I'm talking about everyone around the world and around the country, okay? And I thank you all y'all Christian people around the world and around the country for your prayers. I'm praying for y'all family as well, and thank you for praying for mine, you know, and all the people who helped me out and speak, and all my promoters and everybody. Thank you. I love y'all all. I really do. This journey is one of God's great journeys that He given me, you know. And having my daughter Jessica here is just more sunshine. She's out with Nikki right now, the lady take care of my oldest daughter. But they all will be back here next weekend. My son, Jessica, Ashley, they all will be back here next weekend. And next weekend, I'm going to play some basketball with my two sons, Donald and Michael. So, y'all prayers really help, you know. And really cool, guys. Really cool. And that's why I'm saying, if you're in your high point in life, please don't mess it up. Don't let people mess you up. Turn your back, shake it off, put your chest out, put your head up, and say, God, I'm not going to let this ruin me. You brought me too far, and I'm not going to let this person or this incident ruin me. Alright? And everybody who loved Will Smith, pray for Will. Okay? Around the country, pray for Will. All y'all Hollywood people who supposed to be Will's friends, pray for him. Go comfort him. Go help him. Because there's something going on. And he needs your help. We don't need another O.J. Simpson crazy thing. We don't need another R. Kelly thing. We don't need another Bill Cosby thing or Michael Jackson thing. We don't need to see another great, great, great artist fall. So I'm asking everyone. 50 Cent, Eminem, everyone, Dr. Dre, Puffy, Stevie Wonder, all of y'all celebrities, just give him a call and pray for him. Please, don't let this man fall. Okay? He worked very hard for this Oscar. Don't let him fall. As people still love him, like myself, and look up to him. He might not be a Star Trek fan. He might not be a Star Trek star. But I do go watch his movies. And I do look up for him. Don't let him fall. Please. Don't let him slip like Bill Cosby did. Please, guys. Chris Rock, please. Do all your power. And don't let him fall. He just made a mistake. Alright? He just made a mistake. Call him up. Talk to him. Do something. Alright? He's a black actor. And everybody knows in Hollywood, black actors struggle. Everybody know that. Martin Lewis. Call your friend. You work with him in 3 movies. Call your friend. Please. People who work with him in The Fresh Prince, whether behind the scenes or in front of the camera, call. Call him and comfort him. Please. Alright? Don't let this young man fall. Don't let him fall. Alright, guys. It's time to end the show. And love you. Thank you for listening. And just pray for our African Americans in Hollywood. Pray for our family. Pray for our brothers and sisters over in Ukraine. And just pray for the whole entire world in one big prayer as well. And thank you for listening. And see you in the next Squeal With Our Podcast show. And as always, live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with y'all. Around the world, Hollywood, wherever you at. Always. And always, Donald, Michael, Jessica, Ashley, and Myra. And we love you. Have a good day.